In this session, we shall look at how we deal with the situation when a taxpayer sells a chargeable asset and makes a loss. The way we calculate a capital loss is very straightforward. A loss will only arise if proceeds are less than cost. A taxpayer will always set capital losses against capital gains. Capital losses reduce gains. Capital losses are not set against the taxpayer's income. Capital losses must be set off against capital gains in the same tax year. This is automatic. This means, for example, that if a taxpayer makes a gain of, say, £5,000 on one asset and a loss of £1,000 on another asset, these must be netted off to give net gains in the year of £4,000. The taxpayer cannot ask the revenue to cover his gains by annual exemption and leave the losses to be used in another year. Although capital losses must be set off against gains in the same year, the taxpayer can deduct losses in the most beneficial way, i.e., in order to minimise the tax liability. Where an individual has capital gains which are charged to tax at different rates, for example because one gain is eligible for entrepreneurs' relief and taxed at 10%, or because an individual has a gain arising before the 23rd of June 2010 which is taxed at 18%, losses should be offset against gains taxed at higher rates in priority. Jess, who has an annual income of over £100,000, sells an asset, here we'll call it Asset A, in May 2010, and makes a gain of £10,000. She sells another asset, here we'll call it Asset B, in August 2010, and makes a gain of £18,000. The final disposal in 2010-11 is of Asset C, which gives rise to a loss of £2,000 in January 2011. We need to deal with the gains separately, as Asset A was sold before the 23rd of June 2010 and Asset B was sold after the 23rd of June 2010. The capital loss of £2,000 must be set against current year gains. It should be set against the later gain, taxable at 28%, as Jess is a higher rate taxpayer, in priority to the earlier gain, taxable at 18%, as this will save the most tax. The annual exemption should also be set against the later gain first to minimise the tax liability. If, on the other hand, losses in the year exceed gains in the year, the taxpayer will be left with net gains of zero. The excess losses will be carried forward and set against gains in future years. Therefore, when you are preparing your client's CGT computations in practice, it is important that you look back at the previous year's tax return to see if the client had any capital losses which he is bringing forward. If losses in the year exceed gains in the year, the excess loss is carried forward. The chargeable gains in the year will be nil and the annual exemption will be lost. Most taxpayers in the UK do not make use of their annual CGT exemption. If an exemption is not used, it cannot be carried forward or transferred to another person. The exemption is simply wasted. Any excess losses for the year are carried forward and reduce capital gains in future years. When a capital loss is carried forward, it is used in such a way as to bring gains down to the level of the annual exemption. Capital losses brought forward must be offset in this way. However, the taxpayer can again allocate the loss against gains in the most beneficial manner if there are gains charged to tax at different rates. Let us illustrate this by way of an example. On the screen in front of you, you will see details of Shirley's capital gains and losses. You will see that Shirley has sold three assets, two giving rise to a gain and one giving rise to a loss. The gain on asset A is eligible for entrepreneur's relief. We're also told that Shirley has capital losses brought forward from last year of £4,000 and that her taxable income is £47,000. What we are going to show is how the current year losses and the carried forward losses will be utilised against Shirley's capital gains. We need to consider Shirley's gains separately, as they'll be charged to tax at different rates. The gain eligible for entrepreneur's relief will be charged at a lower rate of 10%. As Shirley is a higher rate taxpayer, the gain on asset B will suffer tax at 28%. First thing Shirley must do is utilise her current year loss. the loss on asset C against current year gains. She should choose to set the loss against the gain on asset B, since this would be taxable at 28% rather than 10%. Having dealt with current year losses, we turn our attention to brought forward losses. The loss must be offset in full, as it will not reduce gains to below the level of the annual exemption. Again, we use the loss first against the gain taxable at 28%. The remainder is set against the gain chargeable at 10%. The annual exemption of £10,100 is deducted from the remaining gain, giving a taxable gain of £4,900 and CGT due of £490. Let's have a look at another illustration. Laura made a capital gain on the 1st of August 2010 of £20,000. She made a capital loss of £6,000 on a disposal on the 1st of October 2010. She has capital losses brought forward at the 6th of April 2010 of £15,000. Laura must offset her current year loss against her current year gain in full. She must then offset as much of her brought forward loss as is needed to reduce her remaining gain down to the level of the annual exemption. This means that she will offset £3,900 of her brought forward loss. The balance of the gain of £10,100 will be covered by the annual exemption, leaving taxable gains of nil. She will have £11,100 of capital losses to carry forward. There is one instance when capital losses may be carried back. Only capital losses made by a taxpayer in the year of death may be carried back. These losses may be carried back for a maximum of 3 tax years on a last-in, first-out basis. This means that the capital losses are set against gains of later years before earlier years. The losses carried back must be used in such a way so as to bring gains down to the level of the annual exemption. The effect of carrying back a capital loss is to reduce chargeable gains of previous years. As tax would already have been paid for these years, the carryback of losses will generate a repayment of CGT. Again, losses should be offset in a particular tax year in the most beneficial manner. Let's illustrate this by way of an example. Wilf died in December 2010, and details of his gains and losses in the year of death and the previous 3 years are given on your screen. Wilf made a capital loss in the year of death, and we'll illustrate how this loss will be used against gains of the 3 previous years. We'll carry back the losses on a last-in, first-out basis. This means that the loss of 2010-11 will first go against gains of 2009-10, then against gains of 2008-09, then finally against gains of 2007-08. If there are any losses unused at this point, the losses will be wasted, because it is not possible to carry back for more than 3 years. First, we'll carry back part of the loss from 2010-11 to 2009-10. We must use enough of the loss to bring the gains down to the annual exemption. The annual exemption for 2009-10 was £10,100. This means that we must use £400 of the capital loss. As we still have some losses remaining, we can carry these back to 2008-09. Again, we must use the losses so as to bring gains down to the annual exemption. The annual exemption for 2008-09 is £9,600. In this instance, we must use £5,800 of the capital losses. Of the loss of £12,000, we have used £400 in 2009-10 and £5,800 in 2008-09. This leaves us with a loss of £5,800, which we can set against gains in 2007-08. This reduces chargeable gains in this year down to £14,200. We will then deduct the annual exemption and tax the balance. This is the only time that a capital loss can be carried back. Let us finish the session on capital losses by attempting a couple of multiple choice questions. Anthony has a capital gain of £12,000. This is his only gain for the year. Anthony has capital losses to bring forward. We know that he must use sufficient of these losses to bring his gains down to the level of the annual exemption. The annual exemption is £10,100. Therefore, this means that Anthony must use £1,900 of his capital losses. This will apply automatically, and Anthony has no choice. The question asks us to calculate the capital losses available to be carried forward to 2011-12. Anthony starts with a capital loss of £5,000. He uses £1,900 of these losses, leaving £3,100 to be carried forward. Let's work through the solution to Jason. Jason sold four assets, three giving rise to gains and one giving rise to a loss. As Jason is a higher rate taxpayer, gains arising on or after the 23rd of June 2010 will be taxed at 28%. Therefore, Jason will set the loss against gains taxable at 28% in priority, using £12,000 of the loss. The remaining £6,000 will be set against the gains taxable at only 18%. This leaves a gain of £15,000, which will be reduced to £4,900 by deducting the annual exemption. This will be taxed at 18%. This concludes this session on the use of capital losses.